What up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy DJ F Rock the Bells, LL Cool J Rock the Bells, Sirius XM Channel 43. We here live and direct on the Saturday Night Ride. Please subscribe. Please leave a comment. You know what I mean? Share the live. Whatever you're doing, man, just support your boy. You already know, man. And tonight, today, riding shotgun, I promise you, my guy Major 9 coming through. Major 9 in the building!
What it do?
Everything good, my boy. How you?
I'm having, doing good. You know, it's holiday time. I'm trying to get the gifts and stuff.
Yo, Merry Christmas to you and
same
the family.
To you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You know what it is, sir. And I appreciate you coming by the station today, man.
Appreciate you for having me.
Thank you, fam. Yes, sir. Yo, first things first, just want to congratulate you on you accomplishing your dream as a musician. I know you do other things, but yes, as a musician, you know, what I've seen and what I recently read, you know what I mean? I'm very, very impressed and proud because you from Miami, you from the crib, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And you made it happen. So congratulate to you, my man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All day. Now, we've been busting this new single that you got out with Kodak Black called Shorty.
Yes, sir.
This is off the new album. Talk to me about the new album.
Nothing major. You know, it dropped December 15th. You know, we got a lot of bangers on there. A lot of people been telling me No Skip. It's like a No Skip album. But that Shorty was what a lot of people from Florida wanted. So we had to drop it.
You linking up with Kodak, was that a must for you? Was that an honor? Was that like, yo, you know what I mean?
All of the above, basically, you know, we locked in some years ago, probably like 5 years ago,
right.
You feel me? And, you know, ever since then, it's just been business, you feel me? Like, I ain't the type, you know, I ain't finna be in your section, you know, I don't really need too many people in my section, but, you know, we just locked in for business, and, you know, that respect just gave us a brother, you know, that's my boy, that's my brother right
now. Yeah, shout to Yak, shout to all my Zos out there. How was the studio working process? Was it quick, fast, or
you know, in a sense of sending music, it was fast though, cause I recorded that in LA,
right?
And I sent it to Kodak, and he sent it back probably like 2 days later. So I probably had the song for over a year, you know. And
really?
Yeah, I had that song for a little minute, you know, just finishing up and then splitting the verses, doing all the little engineering behind it. It came out to be the masterpiece that it is right now.
And in case you don't know what we're talking about, man, I'm going to play it right quick, man. It's the brand new single, my man Major 9. It's called Shorty featuring Kodak Black.
Yes,
right here on LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, your boy DJ Epps. Let's go! Right. Yeah. It's your boy DJ Epps, LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, Channel 43, Sirius XM. You see what I did right there. I know y'all heard the sample, you know what I mean? Shout out Dog Plies as well, you know what I mean?
T-Pain, Plies.
Yeah. You know,
Drummer Boy. Ain't Drummer Boy made the original?
I believe so.
You know, all
shout out to Drummer Boy.
That's our guy. Shout out to all of them, man. Yes, sir.
So, you know, what made you go that route? Because, you know, a lot of artists tend to sample.
Yeah.
But some don't want a sample because of clearance and everything else. Was it a snap for you? Was it everything okay? Was, you know what I mean? Did you have to hit up Plies and be like, yo, look what we doing over here?
I've been locked in with Plies. You know, I've been trying to hit his phone too recently so he could get on this one. You know, we really like, me and Kodak kind of had like the same mindset, you know, based on the song, you know, like just the certain people we wanted on it, you feel me? But you know, just getting in touch with, you know, everybody busy. They got their own route. So I'm definitely locked in with Plies. I got Plies' number, so I get him up. I got to lock in with T-Pain, though.
I'm trying to lock in with
T-Pain, you feel me? So that whole Florida connects, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
You know, some of your top artists that you like listening to growing up as a young major, I believe one of them is Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne. You know, that's big. Lil Wayne big in Miami.
Who else?
Jeezy.
Yeah.
Ross, Trick.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Game Day playlist. You know, that's still a Game Day playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. But yeah, we big. Down here we big on Trick. We big on Jeezy, Ross. When it comes to dancing, you got different DJs we pay respect to. That's
right.
Why my music, I always try to pay respect to the music that kinda inspired me or pushed me to be where I'm at right now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, man, if you just tuned in, my man Major Nine is in the building right about now. Dope artist, also a dope producer.
Appreciate it.
Which came first? Started producing first, huh?
I say production. Like producing some beats came first because that was my main focus at first.
So you really, as a DJ, it's an executive producer for me. You know what I mean? I like to hear the sound from a producer and I'll help put it together.
Yes, sir.
But you got the patience to sit there and hit that drum machine and create that sound?
Oh, yeah, I could do it. Because, you know, I'm not a beat maker.
Right.
It's a difference. No shade to the beat makers. Right. But I actually could play instruments. So sitting down there.
Nah, stop playing. What instruments can you play? Sax? What are we doing? The drums?
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I stayed away from the woodwinds. But I could play some brass instruments. I started on drums.
Right.
Like, that's probably the easiest instrument to me. But actually knowing the instruments and knowing how they supposed to sound, like, you know, making a beat is easy for me.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
So you end up producing for Ross, one of your favorites.
Yes, sir.
And that's Apple of My Eye.
Yes, sir.
We're featuring Raphael Sadiq. Talk to me about that, man. How did you get Ross to pay attention to your production and landed a situation with Ross on his album?
Actually, just getting his attention, you know, just working. You mm-hmm. know, down in Miami working, you know, getting my name out there, you feel me? I wasn't always in these rooms, you feel me? So mm-hmm. just working and getting my names in these rooms, you know, somehow, you know, through it, one of my teammates, his parent linked us up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it just, we made history after that. I ended up sending Sneak my beats.
Right.
And, you know, Sneak had, you know, Sneak going through the beats for him, and he gave that beat, and Sneak hit me back like, boy, you got a hit, like, this what we going with. I didn't know it was going to be the intro, though. You know,
right,
that
right.
was big for me. You know, making the beat big, but
yeah.
for it to be the intro.
For it to be the intro of Ross album, and we're talking about Rather You Than Me.
Yeah.
Go get that album, everybody, and pay attention. The first record, Apple of My Eye. Matter of fact, I'm going to drop it right now. We can do that?
Sir. Let's drop it. Come
on.
Yeah,
yeah. Featuring Raphael Sadiq, man, sir. Right here on LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio. Your boy DJ Epps, Mr. Miami, in the building with my man Major Nine, riding shotgun. Let's go!
Yeah,
Alright, Saturday Night Ride, LL Cool J Rock the Bells, your boy DJ Epps with my excuse me. What up, it's your boy DJ Epps, LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, Sirius XM Channel 43, Major Nine riding shotgun in the building.
Yes, sir.
Happy holidays, everybody, man. This is that Christmas edition. You heard that Apple of My Eye featuring Raphael Sadiq. Not only you produced it, but you co-wrote it too?
Produced it. You know, just that love that boy showed, like, that
gotcha.
That's forever for life.
All right,
with
all
the
writers,
too, so, yeah.
Off the album Rather You Than Me,
yes,
shout to Rick Ross, Rosé, we had him on the show, too. But you also did Can't Be Broke.
Can't Be Broke. I had a verse on Can't Be Broke.
Right.
I produced Running.
What? Yo, son.
With A Boogie, yeah.
For the small time you've been doing this, you landed some big gigs, my man.
Yeah, that was all, like, these beats I made when I was in, like, college. You feel me? Like,
right.
I was in college making these beats, and I actually, for Apple in My Eye, I got in trouble, you feel me, with NCAA. So I almost got kicked out of school just for making that beat, you feel me? So, yeah.
What, because of the loud noise in the dorm?
Nah,
or?
Nah. Whoa. It was money.
Like, wow. They was like, how is this guy? They was
thinking
you selling
both.
Crack or something up in there?
I was like, I was trapping beats.
Trapping
you feel
beats.
Me? So basically, I kind of
in trouble for that. Like, come on.
You know, I was in school like 2017, 2018 when I graduated. Well, I ain't really graduated, but I did my fourth year and went to the league. But my junior and senior year was kind of hell for me, you feel me? Because I was like, my name was already pushing for music when I was in high school.
Right.
You feel me? But once I got in college, it kind of grew on a lot of people. And when Ross dropped the album, me producing that song was like, well, that was probably like the biggest thing in Miami at the time. And,
right.
You know, it kind of got to the school, then it got to NCAA. Especially like the school didn't care about it. Like, I appreciate the youth for that. You know, they didn't really like, they ain't really, when it came to music, I ain't really get no help from the youth, but it was like they ain't really get into my business. Like, okay,
right.
You've been doing it, so we're going to let you do it. But NCAA was like, yeah, you suspended, all that, boom, boom, boom. I wrote a letter, you know, just,
I think hurt your feelings, huh?
Nah, it ain't hurt my feelings because I been knew it was coming. You know, it was other people was getting in trouble for their likeness.
Oh.
You know, getting in trouble for your likeness. People making money from YouTube. I didn't know I could make money from YouTube when I was in high school, you feel me? So I wasn't putting out videos like that, but I'm doing features and I'm making beats for so many people. So, feel me? Like, you know, I could have got in trouble badly, man. I made City Girls first hit when I was in college.
Say word.
I promise.
Say word. Wait, okay, so everybody, in case you don't know, we're talking about the U. All right, one of the best college in the world, University of Miami. Like, a lot of kids would love to go to that school.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of stars that came out of that situation. You know what I mean?
Big stars,
name me a couple. We all know The Rock.
Yeah, you got Ray Lewis, The Rock, Ed Reed. Shout out my brother Ed Reed.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many names, man. If I go down the list of names, I'll be going to my class and classes way back, man. Matter of fact, shout out to my grandma. My grandma was part of the first graduating class.
Wow.
At the U, the black graduating class. Yeah. First black graduating class.
Yeah.
You know, so like, just like history at the U is like, it's deep with me, you feel me? But
Bet. Shout out to everybody over there at University of Miami. We love you guys, sir. Over here from the Rock the Bells crew. Matter of fact, man, let's play that Ross. Can't Be Broke featuring Major 9, quick, you know what I mean? DJ Epps, Saturday Night Ride, let's get to it. All right, let's do like two more breaks and we out.
Okay, yes sir.
Yeah, man, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, get the eggnogs out and all that. We're about to unwrap these gifts. Hey, Major 9 in the building, riding shotgun with your boy DJ Epps on LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 43. Now, we talked about the U. We talked about you coming out, University of Miami, but you end up with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? What was your excitement like? What was that news like when that draft pick came through?
I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't even really
like... You didn't want to go there?
I wasn't even extra excited. I went third round. I ain't go to the draft. Matter of fact, I had one of my big homies, like a real cool friend, or like family friend,
right,
told me not to go to the combine either. But I ain't listened to him, and I was supposed to listen to him, you feel me? But yeah, it all worked out, and God's willing, we third round,
right?
Did my thing,
right? And your position,
DN, defensive end,
right?
Yes, sir.
Right, right. That's what's up, man. Do you feel like you accomplished what you needed to accomplish in the football field?
Yeah. You know, you the first person to ask me that question, and I got to answer it, you know, with my chest out, like, yeah.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, their goal is to be the best of the best.
High expectation.
You know, win a Super Bowl and all that. Me, I already knew business was business since I was a shorty, so I know playing in the NFL, that's just another job.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to show like all the shorties back, all the jits back in the city, in town, Cass City, whatever, where you from, Opa-locka, whatever.
Right.
Like, boy, we can make it to the league. Like, we ain't got to sit there and create players all the time on the game, because I was that jit creating players now, you know, and that gave me motivation, boy, go to college, go to the league, you know. And once I got there, I made my money, what I could do in that 3 years, and, you know, I could have kept going. You know, I ain't retired yet neither, but.
You didn't get hurt?
No, I got hurt, yeah.
Well, what happened?
I've been getting hurt since high school, you know, real concussions. Uh-huh. I done broke a couple of bones. I had hernia surgery, you know.
But that didn't stop you, though.
Nah, it ain't going to never stop me. You know, that wasn't even my reason for stopping. You know, my reason for stopping, honestly, with football, when it came to my third year, you feel me? You know, the contract year, and you going to all that. And my first year, I really didn't play because the coach said he wasn't too fond of me. And I knew it came from, you know, my music. You know, I had celebrities in and out of Cleveland. Like, you know, everybody want to lock in. Like, so it settled in. Either my when my second year came, you know, I balled out. I did my thing just from my time that I got, you know,
right.
just, you know, sitting behind some gangsters too. So
right.
getting in there to play, you know, getting my chance, I did way more than what was expected.
Right.
And then, you know, third year, just, you know, becoming a man and understanding, like, it's a business. So when certain stuff ain't going how it's supposed to, it ain't always on you. You
right.
feel me? So I'm the type of person, I always handle my business. You feel me? Like, you know, I don't let nothing get in the way of what I got to handle. You feel me? So,
right.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I realized I was making more money with, you know, music. So
it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
Get outside.
Going back to the U, man. Shout out to the U. I'm going to just quickly tell you a story because the
okay.
U is something special to me as well.
Okay.
You know,
yes,
I didn't
sir.
Get to go to college. I ain't get. But. Smash a whole lot down over there.
Oh, you don't win.
You know what I mean? This light skinned Haitian was putting it down over
you
there. Like
no words. So probably don't win no word. Yes, sir.
But, you know, coming out of New York City, coming to Florida and learning how to DJ and wanting to DJ parties, the U was special for me because there's something, I don't know if it's still there, but it was called a Ratskeller. It was a place. It was a bar. It was a place to eat. But at the same time, some of my friends or frat members was throwing parties in there.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who would be the DJ, boy?
You the DJ.
Oh man, son, we would go in there and we would tear the walls down when they would throw parties. Shout out to my man Finesse Mitchell, comedian Finesse Mitchell. He was like one of the top dog storm parties out there.
Yeah.
Finesse Mitchell, you seeing them on the Wendy Williams show, on the movie Caddyshack, and so much more.
That's big.
So he's another one that came out the U. What is it, Noops? Yeah,
Noops, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to the Noops out there. So yeah, man, I love going over there to the Ratskeller and just tearing it down in UM. And then that's when I moved up to South Beach and started doing my own party. So
big
shout to the U.
That's big, bro.
Give me a song, man. Let me play something off the album. What you want me to play, man? Come on, we here.
Which route you trying to go?
Something that you probably going to promote right after, shorty. Like, we got to get them prepared. Like,
oh, we got to go with the intro.
Yeah,
we got to go with the intro, Cry Me a River. Let's go Cry Me a River. That's that energy. It give you energy. You know, it talk to the people for real. So, yeah.
You heard the man, Major 9 in the building, Sirius XM Channel 43, LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, DJ Epps, let's get to it. All right, last one, and then we're just going to play the shorty again.
You was like that rat, you were vibing, boy.
Come on, man.
You know, it's crazy, I only went to like 4 parties out of you. I was practice, go in my room, and I'm making beats and recording.
Yeah.
Like, if I went in the hood, like in the city, I ain't trying to go out with these people. Like, I'm going to end up in some trouble I don't want to be in.
And thank God you did, because there was trouble.
It was shit that nobody in the hood should be getting into. Like,
yeah.
I'm from the hood. I done seen worse than that. I don't even want to be. Yeah,
and
boy.
Fuck all of that up.
It was like, some problems.
I'm telling you, them shows was sneaking me in there. Like,
go find out. I just want you to go look at you in football troubles from 2014.
Gotcha.
2014, 2015, gotcha. And see why I stayed out the way. Like,
see, I was in the early 90s. I was in the mid-90s going in there doing that.
That shit was jumping in the
Oh, it was jumping. And they love reggae, too, so there was a lot of whining on the wall.
Oh, yeah. They're straight islanders. Or you're going to meet people, Africans, like real black people. Like, I thought we was black. Like,
yeah.
A person tell me I'm black. Nah, boy, I ain't black, boy. Like, it's blacker than me. Like, real Africans, you meet them, they cool-ass people. Like, people from all over the world.
Word. All right, man, let's knock this last one out.
Let's do it.
Rock the Bell, Sirius XM, Channel 43. Yes, I hope you're having a great holiday. I know we are. Merry Christmas to you. We're getting ready for 2024. Major 9 in the building, riding shotgun with me. 9, what we got popping for 2024?
2024, more videos. I'm really working on a whole nother tape for February.
Right.
You know, February big. You know, a lot of my supporters is female. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dropping some music for them that they could feel, you know, actual, like, what they want. You feel
right.
Me? So once I drop that, we on to, you know, we about to hit New York, L.A., January, like, you know, between the end of January. And, you know, just more moving around.
Right.
You know.
Right. So tell me, before you get up out of here, more about the album that you just dropped. Tell me, what do you love about it? Where are you expecting it to go? Because that shorty single, we're going to play it one more time before we get up out of here.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy, man. Talk to me about the album.
Nothing major. That just dropped on December 15th. This album right here, like, you know, I actually had to live after football, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been had my mindset on, you know, you could live, like, without football. Like, I always had that in my mind because a lot of people get stuck in, oh, I'm not playing football no more. It's like,
right.
We get that PTSD that people in the Army have, you know, all that stuff. Like, we judge by so many people is, you know, all that. So just, you know, being able to live and, you know, I done started my family. I got twins that were just born.
Ah, congratulations.
February. Yeah, you
twin
know.
Twin girls or boys?
Nah, boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Damn, boy, you rolled the dice.
Yeah, I was blessed to have two beautiful babies, you know, and have a beautiful girlfriend to take care of. Just, you know, have my whole little family, you feel me? So actually being able to live and record some music, it feel like natural again, you feel me? So
right.
Yeah, this one right here, this probably this top two of my albums.
You a family man?
Yeah, I'm a big family man, taking care of what's mine.
Yeah,
I'm big family, like around my family, we close, you feel me? So yeah.
Listen, man, be careful out there. Cause
yes, sir.
You know what I mean? You doing it, you killing it, and you know, they still out there trying to trap niggas out there.
Oh, yeah, they doing their thing. I ain't worried about it. You feel me? We move smooth. So,
word.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? The album out right now. The single Shorty is out right now featuring Kodak Black. Who else is on the album?
Man, we got... I kept it Dade County, you feel me? I could have went more
Dade
County.
Yeah, you did. I noticed that.
Yeah, I got Bushy B on the album. Shout out Opa-Locka. You know, that's Miami, too. I got Bella Jr., that's my little sister. She's so crazy with it. Otis Flowers on the Innocent One, that's actually my cousin. That's my real big cousin, you know.
Right.
He's actually known in Miami for, like, a lot of gospel singing and stuff. So, yeah, we got it. Nia Amber, shout out Nia Amber. She featuring on the album, too.
Right.
You know, we kept it Miami.
That's what it is, man.
Yes, sir.
I recently had somebody on my show, my Celebrity Tuesdays, man. Talk highly of you, man.
Appreciate whoever that was.
You put in that work with old boy, man.
Yes, sir.
And you know, he does great music, and he's a great, great, great businessman. Shout out to my man Big Smooth 26.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth, I go definitely do some good business with you. And, you know, he doing his business himself. He know how to handle business. So shout out that boy. Shout out Smooth. Yeah, he played for the U too.
Yeah. He's big in the... He's putting it down with his own little league, too, man.
Yeah, so he played for the
YouTube. Big shout to Big Smooth 26. Yeah,
for sure.
Yo, everybody, get the album. Let them know.
Appreciate you. Nothing major.
You know,
go grab that.
And the stream and single streaming everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right?
Wherever
Shorty,
you steal music
Kodak
from.
Kodak Black. Get yes, the sir. Album. Major 9 in the building. My guy, thank you for coming through today.
Appreciate you for having me.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your
families. And the family, same.
Tell the kids Uncle Epps is here.
Yes, I'll
see them soon.
Yeah, we're going to pop up. I wanted to bring my boy today, but, you know, mama want to move around with him. So
I wanted to bring my boy today, too, because he wanted to meet you.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're going to lock in then. Whenever we got some time, you know, I'm here. So
definitely.
Let's do it.
Everybody, you just heard it. Major 9 in the building. Happy holidays. I got another hour. I'm about to tear it down right now, man. So everybody blast it up loud. Get the eggnog out. Get the alcohol out. Get the smoke out. Whatever, man. Pop get out. The loud out. Whatever. We're going to have some fun right here on LL Cool J Rock the Bells Radio, Sirius XM Channel 43, Saturday Night Ride. Major 9 in the building. Let's go.
Appreciate it.
My guy.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna run home and go put that together.